Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. This is Dennis Suk coming on with your daily inspirations. So this week I'm just going to have some random messages. This morning we're going to speak out of Acts 26, where Paul was knocked down by the light. So we're going to look in that account where the Lord Jesus Christ was speaking to him, and basically when he got converted there. So we're going to start reading in chapter 26, verse 13. At midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of this thing which thou hast seen and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I sent thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from the darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. So here we have, as we all know, and Paul had a command from the elders and to go persecute the church, go take the church, the disciples of whoever he finds, the church of God. He had a command to take every one of them captive, everyone that he finds, that he take them captive, put them in prison. He was persecuting the churches, and he thought he was doing God's service. And so here we have Paul being knocked down by the bright light. So the question is today, have you been knocked down by the light? Have you come to the reality of the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you been converted? And then the question that laid on my heart is you know, if we are converted, what is our passion? Are we committed to daily ministering to people? And I really like what the Lord told them there. He delivered them. He's delivering him from his people, from the Gentiles, unto whom I sent thee. So, in other words, he's going to deliver them from them, and then going to send them right back into them to open their eyes. So the Lord wants to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light. So the Lord wants them to be deliver from their darkness, from their evil ways, from their religious ways, selfish ways. So here we have, I think it's just a beautiful picture, and I think that's what the Lord wants us to do today, is to minister to people so that the people can be delivered from their darkness. And I just take myself as a young boy. I never heard the gospel until I was probably closer to 18, 19, 20, somewhere in there. Now I first heard the gospel. I believe if I would have known the gospel, heard of the gospel, and known about salvation, I probably would have got converted way earlier than I did. But anyways, so here we have really a dire need for people to be out preaching the gospel, sharing the truths of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I just want to leave you with that impression. You know, the Lord is not Don't go on a guilt trip that you should be witnessing, but on the other hand, just look at it this way. You are delivered from your past sins. You have been delivered. You have been cleansed. So go share that with other people. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Heavenly Father, we do pray this morning, whoever listens in, that they would be blessed, not condemned, but Lord, that they would be blessed. And Lord, would you just bless their lives, bless their heart. What if they're struggling, Lord, I just ask that you would help their struggles. And if I can be of any help to them, Lord, I just ask that you would just let them make contact. And I'm nothing special. I'm just a vessel unto you, Lord. And Lord, I just ask that you would also make every one of us just a vessel unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ. So may the Lord bless your day. If you want to leave us a message, you can do so by pressing 099 at the end of the message. Make sure you save the message. Or you can call me directly. My number is 330-390-5472. I'm from Ohio. If you have a desire for a Bible study, prayer need, listen, friend, we're just here to help. We're a vessel unto the Lord. So if you feel like it, just give me a call, or you can just leave us a message and we'll send help your way. So God bless you, and may the Lord keep you.